Will recoiled in disgust. Then, gulping, he nodded his thanks. As the Comanche munched on a peanut, Will lowered his mask to try to get a closer look. He knew that he wasn't imagining it. The Comanche Indian was most definitely alive, but how? And why had he chosen to speak to him of all people? "Never take off the mask," the man said, breaking into Will's thoughts. "Why not?" Will asked. The old Comanche closed his eyes as a long-forgotten memory surfaced. He began to speak, so softly, Will had to strain to hear his story. On a hilltop, hidden among the trees, the Comanche Indian, now clearly much younger, sat astride his horse, gazing into the horizon. The same stuffed crow perched on his head. Next to him, on a horse of his own, sat a man who wore a white hat and a black mask. As they sat there, the man adjusted his mask, clearly uncomfortable. "You sure about this?" he asked. The Comanche looked at him, then returned his gaze to the horizon before speaking. "Dead men strike fear into the heart of his enemies," he said cryptically. "All right," the man replied with a sigh. "Let's do this." Kicking their horses' sides, the two men burst out of their cover and thundered down the hill. Within moments,